I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Shaletta in the house? Of course not. She's in her house. I mean, she used to come down here. She used to like coming down here. Can we go a lighthearted first segment, and then I want to get your opinion on what's taking place and what has taken place and where we go from here?
Yes. Well, I was going to come in, but I came back home to get one of my Emmys to give to you.
Thank you. That's what
I don't know if you have one.
I don't.
But I wanted to give you mine.
I don't. And this is similar to the opposition leader from Venezuela, because the president has not, you know, kind of said, you should be in charge. And clearly the president is still bitter about not winning the Nobel Peace Prize. So she's basically going to do whatever she has to do to say, I did nothing. You 1,000% deserve this. I deserve nothing. So I would like not one of your Emmys. I would like all of your Emmys. And I would also like, I would like two of the children too. So I'd like all the Emmys, and I
two
love
of the children and a pan of Sean's banana pudding.
Oh, I want that permanently. I want that monthly. I don't want to weigh 500 pounds. I would.
You better get that shot. Yeah.
Well, I did get sick, and I did lose 10 pounds. Exactly.
You got the crud?
Did you get the crud?
That whatever's going around? Oh, my God. I don't know. Do you remember before COVID had a name, people were getting really sick? Like, they were like, oh, my God, I don't know what's wrong. I've never had a cold this long. I've had a sore throat for the past 2 weeks. I've had this cold. I've been through 3 rounds of antibiotics. I've got fluid in my lungs. I don't know what's happening. I've got double pneumonia. Like, there was no name on it. And then later it became COVID. I think we are in a situation now, Chad, where there's something going around. And they're going to have to put a name on this, because it reminds me of the very beginning of COVID.
Yeah, it does. I mean, a lot of people are talking about influenza, and I think that's what I had. In fact, before I came back here, I tested myself to make sure I was negative for influenza. It's just no fun. I mean, when you're coughing and coughing and coughing and coughing, and the chest hurts, and you got a temperature, and also at the end, when you get the bonus, when it's working its way out of the system, and it works kind of down to the gastro area without being too specific about that.
Yes.
That's fun.
That, it shares.
Yeah.
It shares. Now, I had it from the middle school. Middle school germs are bullies. They beat you in the head, and they talk about you behind your back after they're done. And so it came to me from middle school, and I think that's a different strain. Yeah, the middle school strain is devastating. Uh-huh.
Among the items Josh Wheeler found today was folks who are dating tied to chores. Okay, where, you know, they need...
Did we not already talk about this? Yeah. I'm a trendsetter.
Yeah, like they go grocery shopping together. They go get the passport together. They give their kids their ID so they're not pulled out of school by ICE. We'll get to that topic in a little bit. Is this your pathway back to the dating scene? Or is it possible? Because I've not talked about you and dating for maybe a month or so.
You best. That's how I know you're sick. You haven't been asking me about my dating life.
Yeah. So, is there something going on with your dating life?
No, there's nothing going on with my dating life. January is very dry right now. I don't have any liquor in the house, and I don't have any loving going on. But you know what? I was talking to some of my friends from Big Brother, Big Sister. You know, because everybody's trying to find ways to give back, to help the community. We've got all these New Year's resolutions. And I'm like, you know, there's a lot of kids and Big Brother, Big Sister, especially young black men, and a lot of kids on the autism spectrum who are looking for matches.
Yeah.
So what I found out is they have couple matches. Like, you and your spouse can be a mentor. So you don't have to have just like the guy doing it or the girl doing it or whatever. You can do it as a couple. So I like doing things as a couple. When I was married, Sean and I would mentor. We were at Project Pride for Living, doing some after school stuff with the kids. And, you know, it was fun. We enjoyed it. It gives us a shared sense of purpose. Plus, if I'm going out here in these streets helping people, you don't get to stay at home. We're going to do this thing together.
Yeah. Well, that's why you need a new guy. Right? Because Sean has escaped.
He has.
His confinement.
Off his leg and
Exactly. He doesn't have one leg anymore, but he feels like he's... Now, can I ask you this? Is Sean dating anyone right now?
Well, you know, I'm going to just say this. He has new clothes.
Mm.
He smells a little different, and he's lost a few pounds.
Mm.
Now, if I had keys to his place, I'd go check to see if he had new underwear. Now, that would be the telltale sign. Anytime a man gets new underwear, somebody's seeing him. And he for whatever reason, I'm not sure why, Chad, he did not give me the emergency key to his apartment. I don't know. That's, I don't know why he didn't do that.
Maybe the most brilliant decision since whatever created this existence we're living in. Okay, I think we stumbled into a good topic here. 651-461-9226. If you have a breakup, it could be boyfriend, girlfriend, it could be husband, wife, how do you know they're back out there dating? Now, Shaletta is suggesting the key is new underwear. Now,
new underwear is always
okay. But the problem is sometimes you can't inspect the new underwear, right? You may have access, you know. Like, you don't anymore, thank God for Sean.
Mm-mm.
You know,
mm-mm.
I think the new clothes is a very, very, very strong hint, don't you?
And a new clothes and a new fragrance. You know, why are you coming in here smelling different? I thought he had company come and pick up the kids. I'm like, who here? He was like, it's just me. I was like, no, because that's not how you smell. You smell different. That cologne is not the cologne you've been wearing for the past 28, 29 years, however long I've been knowing you. So all of a sudden, is that a Christmas gift from somebody? See, I'm going down the rabbit hole. I'm going all the way down.
Although,
going all the way down that rabbit hole.
He could say, or any other guy could say, hey, this brought you into my spider's web, this fragrance, this scent that I have. Why should I mix it up? It worked with you. I'm going to stay with it when I'm back out there single and ready to mingle.
Then we probably, it's going to be some furniture moving, but that's just me.
Okay, so If some texter right away goes, they have a smile on their face. Yes, there is happiness.
Yes, they're happy. And it's so funny because for Christmas, you know, I was in Houston and Sean was here.
Yeah.
And when I called him, he sounds so relaxed and so peaceful. And I said, hey, you sound relaxed and peaceful. That's not the man I know. What are you so jolly about? What are you so happy about?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so that, and so I'm with that texter when they're at peace and they're happy. That's how you know something. You ain't been happy and peaceful for 29 years. What the hell is going on over here?
This is our friend Shaletta. The weight thing is such a dead giveaway, too. You know, and all of a sudden, wow, you're going to the health club. You're going for a run. You're running now. You haven't run in about 15 years. And there's just a little different bounce in your step. So if Josh and I see you, not as often as we used to, but if something happens the next couple months and you're having a little fun, okay, how will we see that on you?
I'm going to be nice to you.
Oh, okay, that's unlikely.
I'm telling you, if it gets that good, I'll be nice. It's been a while. If it's pent up, it's frustration, if I get it out of me, I'm going to be nice. And if I come in and I'm nice to you and you see that and recognize that, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. I'm just dating somebody.
Is there anybody right now you have in your sights?
Well, there was this one guy that I had a crush on, and I didn't know that I, because I've been out of it, the scene for so long, I'm not sure what the protocol is, but I went right up to him and I said, you know what, I had a dream about you, and the Lord would not be pleased with what I was dreaming, and I think I scared him. Would that scare you off? I thought that was sexy. No?
Depends on if I'm interested. If I'm interested in you, I'd like to hear that, actually.
Okay. I think it scared him. And so I was like, well, let's go to lunch. And he was like, oh, okay. And then I think he Minnesota ghosted me because I texted him about 11 times. And then he responded like weeks later and said, hey, let's get that lunch on the books. And then I texted him 11 more times. And then I haven't heard back from him. So I don't know why he would say, let's get the lunch on the books, and then I never hear from him again. And he's a little bit younger.
Oh, how much younger?
Like, maybe like 10 years or so.
Okay.
Like, look, he's so much younger, I know his parents.
Okay, that can have tentacles. Okay, so since we're talking about age, let's have this conversation. So around New Year's Eve, there was video of Tom Brady with well-known podcaster and influencer Alex Earl. Okay, they're at some club and they're rubbing each other's backs.
Yes.
These are two very good-looking people.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a divide, including part of the divide is Brady's 50, she's 27. And there were some...
This
is outrageous... utterly ridiculous. Others are like, it's their life. Others are like, if you were 50 and vice versa. Others were, well, there's a double standard with women and younger men. Where does Shaletta stand on a 50-year-old dating a 27-year-old?
That's a little too much now. I don't think his cholesterol and his blood pressure can handle that. You know, at a certain point in the evening, his body's going to start shutting down. I don't care what kind of physical shape he's in, his organs are still 50. And so there's some things that we did at 27 that we cannot do at 50. And so I don't think he has the cholesterol for a 27-year-old girl. I think that I think that is going to shorten his life expectancy. And I think he needs to, it's like if you're driving a Ford Festiva, you don't need to be in the fast lane. Okay, you need to be in the right lane, right near the exits. Don't go over that to the fast lane. The fast lane's for the Porsches and the muscle cars and all that kind of stuff. Don't put your Ford Festiva in the fast lane. You need to be as close to the shoulder as possible because you are, again, in a Ford. He is in the Ford Festiva. She is the muscle car. He don't have no business over there in that fast lane because his body, his blood pressure can't handle that.
Okay, what is Shaletta's...
She, She's eating charcoal ice cream. He don't know nothing about charcoal. She's doing all this young people stuff. He doesn't know anything about that.
He hasn't exactly let himself go now. I mean, is that
no,
like...
No, he looks good. But what I'm saying again is his organs are still 50.
Yeah. What is the age difference cutoff for Shaletta?
5 years at the most.
Okay. You do realize I may have had a long relationship with someone who was just, let's say, a little bit more than 5 years younger than me.
A little bit. Yeah. What are we doing? Is this the new math?
Yeah. We're doing some math on that one.
New math where you don't carry the one anymore?
Yeah.
The
age was not the issue. And actually, we're still very good friends. Okay. Here's what I want you to do.
For me, though, it's maturity.
Yeah,
certain stuff you know, but when you between 50 and 60, like it's not a lot of stuff that I could talk to a 30-year-old about that's going to make sense to them. And so I need somebody who's lived a little bit more.
Yeah,
that's it. So I don't go crazy.
See, my point is, if you find enough alike, unless the age thing is just completely absurd, I couldn't.
27 and 50.
If they can find enough in common, I don't care. I honestly don't care. Now, I think in a lot of cases, 15, 27 is too much, but there are other people, it's not an issue. Okay, let's get to the big story, because I want to just have a little break from it, because it's pretty much all I've talked about constantly on and off air. I want you to do me a favor. Either briefly go back on Twitter and go and see what I retweeted, or go to Alpha News, or anywhere where they now, the CNN is showing it right now, one of the ICE agents' cell phone has captured a part of the confrontation. It's not the individual, it's not Jonathan Ross who fired the shot, but it's another officer. You see Renee Good's wife, you see her, you see the backing up, and you see the shooting. It's one of the big talkers of the day over the last hour and a half. I want you to look at that, and then we're all going to jump into that topic and other parts, because I want to hear what you have to say. Back with Shaletta in moments. Put her on hold, Josh. That'd be great. 651-461-92. Do you see any?
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Scenario, Rochelle Olson, where the BCA... can conduct an investigation off the press conference today when Mary Moriarty and Keith Ellison are having a press conference saying, we want you to send info to this QR code. We want to hear from more people, even with the FBI and the direction of D.C. and the U.S. Attorney's Office saying, we're not going to. Are you okay? We're hearing a lot of breathing in the background there.
Really?
Yeah. With unwilling to share the information.
Yeah, I do. I mean, I think, look at, for example, January 6th at the U.S. Capitol, they used a lot of video footage to prosecute people, and that worked out so well that Trump pardoned them all.
Yep.
But, Yeah, I mean, there's going to be so much video, and I think they have to try. So, yeah, I do.
Were you surprised they had the press conference today, and what was your feeling about the way they handled it?
Well, frankly, I was afraid you were going to ask me that because I have been on deadline since 7 a.m. this
okay.
morning, so
yeah.
I haven't even had a chance to watch it. Surprised? Not entirely, no. I mean, we're also talking about two very progressive politicians. And I think, I mean, I'd been hearing from people, frankly, all over the country wondering why officials on the ground here weren't still trying to go forward with an investigation. We're just accepting that the feds were going to ice them out, I guess, basically. I was hearing from other people saying they should go forward with it. And I do think they have to try. I mean, for any sort of modicum of integrity, I think we all have a pretty good idea of what the federal investigation's going to find, which is I don't expect a prosecution to come out of that. So I don't know that they're going to get to that point with the Moriarty Ellison investigation either in terms of a prosecution, but I sure feel like they have to try.
They are undeniably what you said. They're progressives. They both have received a fair amount of criticism from folks who may be in the center or the right. But because you're busy, you didn't get a chance to hear. I think if somebody's objective, they would say they handled themselves in a detached, nonpartisan way today. You can think they have been in other cases. And I would say I agree with you. But today it was, let's get information. We want
right.
to allow the people with the BCA who are professional at this, allow them to provide us information, and then a decision will be made. But that's when we get to the perspective. That's when we get to some centrists and some conservatives who look at either both or maybe more in particular right now, Moriarty, and don't have any faith in the way she's handled that office over her 3+ years so far.
Well, okay, that's a perspective for sure. And I was not using progressive as a pejorative term.
No,
those are their politics, but they are
true.
Also
accurate.
They are also both experienced trial attorneys, and I mean. Pretty good. I mean, Moriarty was a very good trial attorney. Ellison didn't try as many cases, but anyway, they know their way around the courtroom. They also are acutely aware of the moment, and I think, I mean, it's we don't know what other angles are going to come out about
yep,
this
right.
in terms of the video. As you know, we've talked about it. I covered two trials for Derek Chauvin, both mm-hmm. for Chauvin and for the other three officers, and I saw that video. Dozens of times, and it's every time you see one of these videos, you see something new. It's not necessarily what you think the first time, and you get in court, and they start breaking it down moment by moment, and the same thing with the Dante Wright trials. Remember, Dante Wright
Correct.
Was shot by Kim Potter.
Yep. Philando Castile, right?
Right. I didn't cover that one, but yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they just things. Things aren't always the way they might. Your initial reaction, your initial feeling about them. Boy, once the lawyers on both sides get into it and break them down, and then you start talking about proof or the standard of when is use of force allowed? There's a different standard, for example, for each shot fired. You know, was she still a shot after the first bullet?
Yep.
Was she still a threat? That kind of thing. There's all sorts of legal standards in that regard.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the kind of stuff they will break this down and spend months studying this stuff. And so, yeah, I think it's good that they've inserted themselves into the mix.
This is Rochelle Olson. Go ahead.
They're both fully capable of handling this in a very professional manner, and I would expect they would. I have no reason to doubt that.
Yeah, and as I've said, Jacob Frey hasn't tried to be detached in this. Like, right away, he goes BS any self-defense. Jason Chavez today, not trying to be objective, called them murders. Donald Trump, not trying to be objective. J.D. Vance, not trying to be objective. Kristi Noem, not trying to be objective. Those three all have discernibly lied. I mean, Donald Trump will not stop. I mean, the idea that the officer was in the hospital, or Kristi Noem, that the vehicle was stuck in a snowbank. J.D. Vance, absolute immunity. No, none of those are accurate. Now, because you've been on Deadline, to Alpha News' credit, they earlier this afternoon acquired new video from one of the ICE officers. Have you had a chance to look at that yet?
No.
Okay.
No.
It's worth seeing. It absolutely is worth seeing because it's from ICE now. Is that outlet, has that outlet emerged as a factor? Absolutely. In most cases, are they sympathetic to law enforcement? Absolutely. But it's just going to add to the conversation. I'll give you my final. Absolutely. It is worth for you to see, and it backs up your point, okay? There is still so many other angles. There's still more information for us to learn. And just on the president right now, let's just be clear. He won that race last year decisively 7-0 in the swing states for two reasons in particular. Bringing the economy back, which, by the way, has not come back. We just added 50,000 jobs, which is a frightening low number. And then immigration. And on immigration, on the border, it's been total victory for him. I mean, the numbers are staggeringly positive compared to Joe Biden. On ICE and illegal immigrants, hasn't come close to the numbers that the president and his de facto prime minister, Stephen Miller, want. That's why they have been so aggressive throughout the country. Oh, no, not throughout the country, in blue states, and in particular in states if the governor has to speak out. Let me just say to the audience, if you believe the president is really out there and wants to rid the country of every illegal immigrant in this country, illegal alien, whichever phrase you prefer, why aren't they undocumented? Why aren't they in Texas? Why aren't they in Mississippi? Why aren't they in Arkansas? No, of course not. They're only in states where the president didn't win.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's not surprising. I mean, he's a vindictive. He leads vindictively, I think, and does what he wants.
How do you think Walz has handled it this week?
I think he's handled it as well as could be expected. I mean, a really, really tough week for him. Really big week. He was in front of the media every day this week, except today, I guess. As you know, I'm not running for a third term. Announced that on Monday. Had another press conference Tuesday. And then he had this. And it's just been another sort of extraordinary, awful event here in Minnesota during his tenure. And I think he's done well. I mean, he's pushed back on the president, but not in a way that was demeaning or personal. I mean, he was kind of pleading on behalf of Minnesotans, I thought, not so much for himself. And he said a couple times, he said, well, I'm done now. So, you know, take us off your radar. Of course, that's not probably going to happen because that's not how Trump operates. But I thought he's done quite well. And I think he's even, I suspect, maybe having dropped out of the race sort of, if you say, loosened him up, but sort of allowed him to be himself more, that he's not so much worried about reelection and can kind of speak from the heart and gut. And I think he did that.
Last thing with about 20 seconds to go. Do you think Klobuchar told him to get out of the race?
I do not. I don't think that's really her style. I'm not sure it had reached the point where people were telling him to get out, but certainly people were talking about it, and he's well aware of that. I just don't think that's her style necessarily, telling people what to do. But was she ready for the moment? I think so.
She's getting in. You have no doubt, right?
I mean, hesitate to say I have no doubt about anything, but yeah. I don't think she is so meticulous in planning and preparation that if she were not interested in running,
she
never would have allowed the speculation to happen.
Correct.
And that,
yep.
And so the fact that that was out there immediately upon his announcement tells me she's in.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend. We'll talk next week.
All right.
Rochelle with us. I want to talk Aquarius. I want to talk the best water you can have every day. You should have it every day. We all should drink more water than we do. And here's where you should go. AquariusHomeServices.com. Again, AquariusHomeServices.com. Start with the Connecticut drinking water system. And remember this deal, because it's tremendous. Right now, get that great drinking water system with no interest and no payments for 6 months. You're not paying anything until June, and you get that great water. Now, you might think, well, that's their calling card. And it is, because they also have the water softener, which helps you in so many ways. But don't forget, for a long time now, they've helped you with that utility room, where, as an example, if you want a new heating and cooling system, furnace and AC, you can get one from AquariusHomeServices.com with the same thing. No interest and no payment. For me, a customer since 1993. They've been around since 1987, earning the right to be recommended. Aquarius, track them down today. Number of texts, too, on the economy. I said the president won because of the economy, right? He made the case that the economy would be better under him. We were supposed to get an enormous tariff decision today from the Supreme Court. We did not get that. If we would have, we would have been talking about it. The president made some promises that he has not lived up to, including prices dropping dramatically all over the place. And some of that is tied to tariffs. The job numbers, of course, the job numbers are not everything. But when you take out our non-recession years tied to the pandemic and the housing crisis, the country created fewer jobs than any other year since 2003. And it does take a while for it to kick in. But to say that isn't a part of the economy is just sticking your head in the sand. 2-6.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Discover's a
accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.